Good morning. Steve Sherlock here for Sisu Sense from Franklin, Mass. And yes, it's been a while. Amazing how that thing happens. I'd had a bad spell of inconsistency in the beginning of the year and then settled down to a nice routine of weekly posts. And then June happened. And now it's almost the end of July. Whoa! Yeah, needless to say, it's been a little bit busy, but all good. On the work front in June, I had a conference in Boston, a conference in Seattle, a couple of days in Toronto, so the show hit the road, so to speak, although I didn't broadcast from there, but I did get around a bit. And then July, it's been more vacation time. Got to spend times in the middle of Central PA with our friends, and then Dolores and I took a road trip to visit some of her cousins in Georgia, North Carolina, and Virginia, getting into the backwoods of some of those spots, the byways certainly, and some of the spots going from North Carolina to Georgia in particular. We know why there's cricks and hollers. There's not a whole lot out there, but it's gorgeous country as you go up and down and around. And there are cricks and hollers, yes, there are. And even if you're on the major highway and they've got those blue signs that indicate, you know, the coming attractions or whatever, when you come upon a blue sign and it's completely blank, that's an indication you're in the middle of nowhere. There are people there, but it's just not a great deal of folks to generate the kind of business that would generate a sign or give somebody to pause to come off the road and visit. But those roadside stops are plentiful. You just need to carefully plan for those. Coincidentally, two of the stops we made were from opposite directions at the same rest stop. And the first time it happened, we pulled off. And I recognized as we came up to the Wendy's, it was like, hey, we've been to this one before. But we'd come in off the northbound exit versus the southbound exit, and the scenery was different. And the second one, when we stopped for gas, we also used the same exit, but coincidentally had come in on the northbound side this time and the southbound side the previous time. And there are different sceneries, different views. Brings me back to the days of, you know, the regular running, but still carrying forward through the regular walking that I do today. You know, if you've got a regular route, just do it in reverse. It's amazing what things you see differently the second time around from the different direction. Things look different. You notice things more, or you notice different things. Your eye gets challenged to look. And you say, oh, that's different. I hadn't seen that before. And you can learn some new stuff, see some new stuff. It's all good. So one of the days we were away out of town, I missed the brewing night, but I did manage to be in town for the bottling night, which is critically important, because that's the time you take the beer home. And we took it home in time to enjoy for the month of July. And along the road trips, there's an awful lot of craft brewers turning up in different places. In Asheville, North Carolina, a real hotbed, craft brewers are popping up all over the place. A lot of good drinking. Opportunity, obviously, to drink responsibly, but you can't do it all in a couple of days, so there's a reason to go back and go try some different places you didn't get to the first time around. So that's where we're at for now. June kind of like blew by us. July has almost gone by us. It ends on Sunday. The Franklin Cultural Festival is underway. We're in the middle where it's got a little rain this morning here in Franklin, but it's a light rain. and it's supposed to be over by noontime. We need the rain because, like many parts of the U.S., we're in a drought condition. But if the weather forecast holds, the rain will clear around noontime, and the afternoon and evening events that are outdoors will happen as scheduled. This morning's events are at the high school inside, and they won't be affected by the rain one way or the other. And tomorrow's final day of events is at the Black Box here in Franklin, both inside and outside. So even if it's warm, we'll have some respite from the sun under the tent outside. And looking forward to a full day of music, alternating between two stages, one inside, one outside. Circle of Friends sponsoring pretty much the outside. Performers, and then the cultural festival gathering other Franklin-based artists to perform on the inside. Franklin Art Association has some displays. There's also some craft work from an individual who creates robots from odd pieces. And there's also the Taste of Franklin. So some of the local restaurants have gotten together to create a signature taste that for $2, if you're in the area, I suggest you come down and get a taste for $2. Get a few of those, that might make dinner. And fortunately, that's time pretty close to that. So the Taste of Franklin will be between 4 and 6 p.m. on Saturday the 30th, in case you're in the Franklin area. If you're not, check out your local offerings. Maybe there's a summer festival near you, whether folk or blues or any other type of music in your area. Farmers market. There's lots of outdoors events, so if you haven't already, get out this summer, get out and about, do things, and then come back and let us know. Share what you've got. I'll have some pictures. Certainly Franklin Matters and the Franklin Cultural Festival page have a bunch of photos around the festival. I'll post some others as I get time, as I continue to catch up. And you'll be able to see what's going on. So, take care. Enjoy until next time. And we should be back on a more regular schedule, especially for August. So, till next time. Steve Sherlock from Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass. Be good.